You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Andy Martino's good. He does a great job on SNY. He's an outstanding writer as well. And he's got a book that you should read, Cheated, The Inside Story of the Astros Scandal. A colorful history of sign stealing. Andy, it's like the book is released and this is all happening with sticky stuff. He couldn't have aligned it any better.
No, my publicity people are very good for setting it up this way. I mean, to have people in Major League Baseball to escalate the scandal this week, Michael, very nice of them.
They really are good. So I know this is about sign stealing and the Astros, but there's always been rumors about the Astros and pitchers doing things that might not be on the up and up. Did you find any of this in your reporting for the book?
I did. In fact, there's stuff about the baseballs that's in there right along with the sign stealing in those years. The primary example is something that actually changed in MLB procedure, which was in the 2017 World Series when there was all this suspicion going on about the sign stealing, the trash can banging, which, by the way, definitively was going on in the World Series, despite what Carlos Correa has said. There was a point in the middle of that series where a Dodgers player took a baseball that an Astros pitcher had thrown and took it to the Dodgers front office and said, this baseball is mudded up differently. It's darker than it's supposed to be. So in a nutshell, the process of mudding up the balls happens in the umpire's room. Not a lot of supervision. The Astros were using darker balls for their pitchers and throwing back balls that weren't dark enough for them. As a result of that direct complaint, MLB started posting like posters in the umpire's room the following season for how dark a ball should be. There were complaints lodged by the Tampa Bay Rays before the 2019 division series that Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander were using different baseballs that were for them. So the baseball issue has actually been an undercurrent that I don't know a lot of people realize with the Astros.
No, it's incredible, and you just wonder why does it take so long, Andy. Now here we are, June 10th. We're still 2 weeks away before they're going to discipline anybody that does cheat. Why does it seem like baseball takes so long to figure these things out?
Well, there was a lot of frustration, Don, with it within baseball teams like the Yankees and some other teams that were complaining to MLB about the Astros for years, and they felt that action wasn't coming swiftly enough. MLB, in its defense, was like, we're a corporation. What corporation creates its own scandal before the journalists do it for us? And Rob Manfred and his group, we're trying to clean this up in 17, 18, 19 with tighter rules. You had guys in the replay room. It was harder to do this by 19 than it was in 17. But there was frustration, certainly, among teams, including the Yankees, that it wasn't happening faster. That's been a parallel with people I've talked to this week about the sticky stuff issue. But I'd say, in fairness to MLB, it does appear that if they follow through with this promised crackdown, that the change in the crackdown will come before the big scandal. Right? Like, there's no Maguire Sosa for steroids or Astros trash can yet, really, for this foreign substance thing. It's one key difference, and I think that, well, I know for a fact that Manfred and MLB is trying to apply the lessons from the slow pace on the sign stealing situation to get out ahead of this one. We'll see if it plays out that way.
Now, Andy, so in 2017, it's been established, it's been ruled, the players, according to stories, they admitted to the commissioner they did it, and they got immunity for it. But you know, because you were there, to this day, there are people in that Yankee organization that really feel that something was happening in 19 as well, that there was a buzzer there. In your reporting, did you find that that was true?
I found that the buzzer was not a credible allegation, and believe me, I dug into it. And, Mike, you were there, too. I remember that series.
You were sitting in
the
dugout.
A lot of tension. That's right. There's a lot of suspicion. It was a topic. Earlier in that series, I had reported a story which kind of got me going on this about the whistling which the Astros vehemently denied. A.J. Hinch obviously went right after my story. So the whistling thing was illegal. Chris Young, Joe Torre, and Peter Woodfork went into Aaron Boone's office that spring training, as they did to every other manager, and said no whistling for signs in the dugout. The Astros were doing it. That's why Boone and Alex Cintron got into it, and Phil Nevin. It's like, this is illegal. So, look, that was an illegal cheating thing the Astros did in 19 in the playoffs. Now, that is an electronic sign stealing. The interesting one there is game six. So after we go back to Houston with the Yankees, we're covering the Yankees back in Houston. The whistling thing had already blown up. Hinch had already tried to apologize to Boone. In the context of all that, mid-game in game six, there's some Yankee people in their box who are seeing lights flashing in the scoreboard in a pattern that they thought was suspicious. So some of the sort of non-scouts in the Yankee group asked some of the scouts, can you look at that and see what you think? And sure enough, they felt that the flashing of the lights corresponded to patterns and pitches that were being thrown. Yankees, Gene Afterman with the Yankees called MLB in-game. MLB officials went out there to investigate. The blinking stopped. So these are things that were going on through 19, and you guys will remember in spring training pre-pandemic last year when Aaron Boone was saying that he was still suspicious about the buzzer. It's because he knew. He didn't say it then, but he knew what was going on with the scoreboard. Now, look, the buzzer thing is complicated. Jose Altuve actually wasn't all that involved in the 2017 cheating, contrary to popular opinion. That's just the truth, and something I believe to be in Jose Altuve's favor, is that he just wasn't that into it. So I find the buzzer thing, you can never prove a negative. I don't think it happened, but there was other stuff going on.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now back to the sticky stuff, Andy, is these players complaining about it. Are they so sure their pitchers are clean, or they just don't care? Hey, it's us against them. I'm trying to get mine. Yeah, I might throw my own guys under the bus, but I've got to get a better batting average. I've got a contract that's coming up. What's the thought process behind going after pitchers, knowing that there's a very good possibility that there could be twin pitchers and rocky pitchers that are doing the same thing?
Well, that's the key point, Don. When Josh Donaldson spoke up about Gerrit Cole, I don't know this for a fact, but I would bet you that the people angriest at Donaldson, other than Cole, were the Minnesota Twins pitchers, because everyone's living in a glass house with this thing. So throwing stones is particularly complicated. I can tell you in the book that I reported out of scene, there was a similar thing in 2018 when Trevor Bauer, still with Cleveland, he's tweeting about the Astros pitchers using sticky stuff. The reaction in the Astros clubhouse was, yes, we are, but isn't the rest of the Cleveland rotation pretty upset with Bauer for like bringing that to light? That's how widespread this is. And I know you guys have talked about Cole ad nauseum this week, as we all have, but you know, it just kind of comes down to singling out a player on another team definitely puts your own pitchers in the crosshairs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I always tell the story about George Steinbrenner calling down to the Yankee dugout, telling Lou Piniella to check a pitcher who was cheating, and Lou said, I can't do it. Our guys are doing the same thing. So I'm just, you know what I'm confused about, though, Andy? So Donaldson comes out and throws Cole under the bus, and then yesterday Pete Alonso comes out and said, I want the pitchers to use the sticky stuff. Don't you think the union should be on the same page on this?
I do, and I guarantee you that MLB is not unhappy to see players not on the same page on this.
Right.
Right? We're in a negotiation year. It's normal labor negotiation tactics. I'm not even singling on MLB on this, to try to find the wedges that you can drive between the labor force. And this is an area where you're seeing that. Cole, he mentioned it. He's on the executive board, so he's responsible for having these big picture conversations. And we all know how good he is at that sort of thing. So to put him in the middle of a conflict like this is definitely not ideal for players. I guess I would say, now that I'm talking this out, though, that they'll probably find common enough ground in their hatred for owners by the end of this year.
Are you worried that, I mean, this book is so good and so detailed, Andy. I mean, when I make a comment about the Astros, the Astros troll mob comes after me. I mean, you're going to get it on social media. You're going to be anti-Astro.
Well, that's been going on for sure. As you know how they can be. You know, we thought New York Twitter fans were tough. These Astros people are, like, telling me the horrible places where I can put my book and all these very graphic personal things. It's pretty brutal. But I take comfort in the fact that, I really tried to set out to write something that was fair, to let it lead where it led. Look, if the Yankees were cheating, I investigated the Yankees as hard, if not harder, than I investigated the Astros. Because I cannot be a New York-based reporter clearing the Yankees of things if the Yankees were guilty. So that was a major, major focus. And really, I wanted to see how three people who I consider to be decent people, and Carlos Beltran, A.J. Hinch, and Alex Cora, how do they end up on the wrong side of this? So the great thing about a book as opposed to a column or a tweet or a news story is that you have the space to humanize these guys. So, yes, Astros fans are angry, but most of the things that they seem mad about, I think they could actually clear up for themselves by reading the book. So,
well,
the
incredible thing to me about, I mean, the Astro fans are truly in denial. Their players admitted it to the commissioner, and they don't seem like they want to process that. They actually admitted the cheating.
They did. They didn't admit to everything. They admitted to the scope of things that the terrific Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick and John Boy kind of really had the smoking gun on. They denied things in 18 and 19. And Correa continued to deny the World Series thing. So I think there is some defiance. And, you know, even my feel for Beltran in this, who, again, is a really good man, but there was a mentality around those Astros guys of, why are we being singled out? This is the sign-stealing era. And I think if you look at Bregman, and particularly Bregman, but Bregman and Altuve's, even their posture in that news conference last year is like, they're saying I'm sorry, but they're obviously defiant. So I think fans maybe have taken something from that. I think, sadly, that championship meant a lot to the team coming off that natural disaster with Hurricane Harvey. That's probably hard to take away from them. So whatever it is. But, you know, the Astros themselves, I think, have been, or some of them, have been justifying this all along. As one former Astro told me when I was reporting this book, he was like, in 17, it was like we had a curtain around this, and we were convinced that everyone else was doing it, convinced. And then later it was like someone pulled down the curtain, they looked around, and they're like, bleep. That not everyone's doing it to this extent. And some of them can see that, and some of them still can't.
Well, good luck with the book. It's really outstanding. Cheated, the Inside Story of the Astros Scandal, A Colorful History of Sign-Stealing by the great Andy Martino. We're so glad you could join us, and I hope the book's a bestseller for you.
Guys, it's an honor. This show's the best. It'll always be the best, and I'm always rooting for you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. That is Andy Martino, and you could hear him on SNY, and you could buy his book as well. All right, we'll come back. We got to talk a little bit about what Pete Alonso said yesterday, which I think is kind of flying under the radar because of the Gerrit Cole stuff and also the Islanders' big win over the Bruins. We have Barry Trotz coming up at 4:30. That's exciting as well, the coach of the New York Islanders. So stick around. The K-Show right here on 98.7 ESPN, and yes.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.